Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes today. Another week has flown by.
It has.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's true. Good. You're right. Not a lot more to say. It just has.
No.
Our friend Ed, took him out to lunch to Acoustic Cafe yesterday, where you can get a free lunch on your birthday. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I've often wondered where people can get free meals on their birthdays.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you can get a 1/3 hoagie and a beverage, so.
Very cool.
And he actually turned 77, not 78, so now let the record stand corrected there.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought it was 78 as well. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. You got your Christmas shopping done?
I don't know. I mean, it's coming along. I know there's a few things I need to get yet. I haven't gotten anything for my assistants at work yet, so mm-hmm. that's always a chore, thinking about that coming up. So
I know.
So there's still stuff ahead.
You can give them, you know, the Jason Cairns books.
I could do that. I don't know if they would like them, but, you know, those are always an option.
Well, let's talk about those, because what they are.
Yeah.
Because we talked to you morning by morning. Again, you're winding down your fourth year. You've been gracious enough to join us early in the morning after your cup of coffee, mostly here. And so you've got a variety. It started with Soil of the Divine, your poetry book.
Yeah, so I wrote a book called Soil of the Divine, which is kind of I wrote a poem about each of the 150 psalms. And so they kind of, some follow very traditional poetic meter. Some are much more creative. And so I wrote that a number of years ago. And that was the first book I took on. That's kind of a fun book.
Uh-huh. You like to take on big projects. You're like, I'm going to do the whole New Testament. I'm going to do all the Psalms. So, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then there was notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, John 13 through 17, right?
Yeah, so that was a project close to my heart. I just love John 13 through 17. It's the record of Jesus's last conversation with his disciples before going to the cross, and it's the longest recorded conversation in the New Testament. And so I wrote a book about that, and then I also wrote an accompanying devotional that goes along with it, which is all actually different content. So that was a good project too, much shorter than other books that I've written.
Yeah, so again, people might think about that for yourself, or this is the big gift-giving time of the year. There's still time. And then, let's see, we had, obviously, we're going to get to the big kahuna here, but, I mean, there was the Larry Crabb book.
Yeah, Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb, and that was a book I edited, so had written a large chunk of that book, and then also had many other authors contribute to that, including Larry Crabb himself. So that was, again, a fun project, and just kind of talking about Larry's work over his career.
I remember over the years, you were hoping and dreaming there'd be a conference, and it finally happened in May of 2019 in Houston, and wow, that's like almost four and a half years ago, so...
Hard to believe that it's that long ago, but yeah, that was a fun conference. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I got to go down there together, just a lot of fun learning and meeting some great people down there.
And then obviously Letters to the Beloved, we talk about it pretty regularly here. So
yeah, Letters to the Beloved is definitely, as you said, the big kahuna. It's almost 700 pages long, and but you know, it doesn't have to be read in one sitting. And so it's that's my favorite. I think it's the one closest to my heart. So,
and in regards to all, we love hearing from any and all listeners who've read any and all of your books and getting their reactions.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think of our friend Jerome and Nap or Donna, who are big fans of Letters to the Beloved. So,
yeah, for sure. I think authors really love to hear from the people who are reading their stuff. So, yeah, it's an encouragement, to be sure.
With that said, we go to Luke 2 today. I figured it out to carry us all the way through December 26th, and we've got Luke 2, 1 through 5.
Okay. I have to get to Luke 2 in my Bible then.
Yeah.
All right. It says, at that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant.
All right, let's see what Jason says about those first five verses in Letters to the Beloved from Luke 2. All these events happen in real places and in real time. The Christmas story is no mere fairy tale, but true truth. Luke carefully researched the good news, writing a detailed account, giving enough information that those who wanted to verify it for themselves would be able to do so. The Christmas story took place when the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, sent out a mandate that the Roman Empire should count every person. It happened around the time of Quirinius's governorship of Syria. Rome required every person to go to the town of their family's origin, so Joseph needed to travel from Nazareth in Galilee, where he lived, to Bethlehem in Judea, the city of David. Because Joseph traced his lineage to David, the census required him to register there. The trip involved a 90-mile walk, a challenging journey in the best of conditions, but Mary was also pregnant, adding to their difficulty. Her pregnancy did not excuse them from the registration requirements, so they went, yet this was also fulfilling the prophecy that Micah wrote. So, what do you think? I mean, a 90-mile walk for a pregnant woman. Good night. So, we just want you to be safe out on the road, and we've got a list of what is billed as the seven most dangerous things people do in their cars.
Again, these are according to auto accident statistics, sadly. So, again, the things you really shouldn't be doing while driving.
Now, okay, here we go. Number one is eat and drink. Our biggest distraction. We love to eat when we drive, which is why some people are saying self-driving cars will probably be a hit. We'll see.
Okay. Seven most dangerous things to do in your car. So the do not do list. Relying on caffeine, sweets, or energy drinks, 17% of all fatal accidents involve drowsy driving, which is why it's dangerous to think three cups of coffee and two Red Bulls will keep us awake, because they want. I am someone who absolutely struggles staying awake, and so I have found as I've gotten older and slightly wiser, you know what? Sometimes just pull over to one of those 24-hour gas stations and just sleep for a bit.
In other words, when you're coming back from doing a game in Superior is the case. Also, a third thing is let your dog ride shotgun. Yep, pets really cause quite a few accidents. In one study, one-third of dog owners reported being distracted by their pet while driving.
Things not to do while driving. This might seem like an obvious, but don't text or tweet, etc. This one is hammered into our brains all the time, but apparently it's not always working because, again, these are coming from actual accident statistics. Don't do it.
Boy, that one really has been hammered home hard in recent years. A fifth thing, making calls. Yeah, good old-fashioned phone calls while you're driving seem safe, but they're really about as distracting as texting.
Also interesting, seven most dangerous things to do in your car, reading billboards. Huh. Highway signs are designed to be rapidly readable with the same size letters, same font, etc. That cannot be said about billboards, which vary in size, shape, and color.
And the last thing that's dangerous, I guess, is getting too comfortable. Resist the temptation to prop your feet up on the seat, recline your seat way back, or even slip off your shoes. Yeah, that's the recipe for drowsiness. And then if you're in a crash, you might not be in the proper place to take the best advantage of your car's airbags and safety systems. Just trying to look out for you.
Things not to do while driving. Coming to you now right away is our public service here on the Wake Up Show. We do it right around this time every single Friday morning. We know how busy life can get, and yet you want to stay informed. You're a smart population. You want to know what's going on in the world of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. And so we do the heavy lifting of aggregating all of that information for you each and every week, and then we bring it to you in condensed, bite-sized form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Just in time for Christmas, Amazon is selling a $30,000 TV with Alexa built in.
30 grand. Alexa, remind me how long it will take to pay you off.
Don't tell Dave Ramsey.
Statistics show that 35% of victims of fatal accidents on the job are over the age of 55.
It's not the working conditions so much, it's the junk food in the vending machines.
You're here.
Researchers think we'll see 6G coming to our phones by 2030.
6G, because what I really need is an even faster way to send typos.
Absolutely.
Researchers say that dolphins have a sixth sense.
And here I am, still trying to master common sense.
That's the real test.
Want to take a vacation where you'll forget about the office? According to a survey of 740 people, two-thirds worried more about work if they laid out in the sun rather than going on a skiing trip.
Probably because skiers are more worried about running into trees than replying to an email.
Look out.
In a fit of road rage, an irate driver in Germany jumped out of her car, grabbed a car jack, and began smashing a city bus.
But you know what? what they say. If you smash a bus, another one comes along in 15 minutes.
It's like clockwork.
And finally this morning, MMA fighter Conor McGregor has hinted he might run for the presidency of Ireland.
I guess if getting repeatedly hit in the head in the octagon doesn't give you brain damage, entering politics will.
For sure.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, you may remember an endeavor that we had here at the station that started back in May and ended on the 4th of July. It's our We've Got Your Back campaign, something that we do every year, supporting our active duty military, our veterans, honoring them with PSAs on the air, and also purchasing items or care packages that we then send out to members of our military from Wisconsin. And I wanted to share this, if I could, because a lot of times we get a little focused on all the things that we're doing here at home, on the home front, and maybe it's easy to forget about those who would love to be home but aren't able to be. And so Michelle, again, spearheaded this, putting together incredible care packages. We sent out 100 of them, and we received this wonderful handwritten letter front and back from a major in the Wisconsin Army National Guard, and he says this: I just wanted to write and pen a note of thanks to you for organizing and collecting the wonderful care packages you sent to me and my team. You honestly made all of our days, and I cannot ever begin to describe my sincere appreciation for your thoughtfulness and generosity. Pretty much everyone agreed that these were the nicest care packages any of us have ever received. I've been taking that fantastic Wisconsin maple syrup with me to breakfast at our dining facility each morning, and everything else you sent truly brought a smile to everyone's faces and lifted our spirits immensely. He continues, we have no idea how much your support means to us. We couldn't do what we do without the support of our families and communities back home, and I'm so grateful that in Wisconsin, we're blessed with caring, supportive people like you. Your patriotism, generosity, and support are reminders of why we serve, and it motivates us to know that people like you have our backs and believe in us. Service is a sacrifice, and in these long months away from our homes and families, knowing that people are behind us makes a big difference. He continues this way, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. It was so wonderful to get a little piece of home in Wisconsin in your care packages. I'm very grateful to you and appreciative of what you've done for us. We look forward to coming home. I wish you a happy holiday season and a Merry Christmas. Sincerely, Major Joe Travato, Commander 112th MPAD, Wisconsin Army National Guard. Remembering those who are serving, we thank them. Let's not forget.
Well, it's time for the best of the weekend. Every time I put this together, I realize we're an audio trail mix, sweet and salty, laughter and maybe some tears. And here we go. Actual questions of Hawaii tour guides. How far apart are the mile markers?
Hawaiian tour guides sharing the funniest questions they've been asked by tourists. Someone said this: do the volcanoes turn off at night?
Be nice.
We just unplug them. Yeah. 43% of Americans are annoyed by this.
How about chewing gum?
Chewing gum. Is it annoyed by chewing gum?
Like that. Hi, this is Tammy from Durand.
Tammy, 43% of Americans annoyed by this annual experience. What do you think?
Black Friday.
Is it Black Friday? And all that goes with it. Is it Black Friday shopping?
It is. Tammy, you got it. Dale and Mary Heck brought in little tasty, very light little treats, you know?
Huh. Very good.
I think
yeah, nobody brings treats to my house in the morning.
Yeah, really? Come on, you know?
How about chewing gum? Like that lunch on your
Yesterday was my latest weigh-in with Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. And again, I just love being able to work with them. The difference with this weight loss plan is it really is personalized to you. They ask questions before telling you what they know. They want to know about you, about your life, about your goals, and then they find a weight loss plan that's going to fit you. And they don't just, again, say, well, come see us in a few months. It's, hey, let's meet every week and let's get this figured out. What are the challenges you're going to be facing this week and how can we overcome them together? They walk in lockstep with you to help you reach your goals. 10 weeks in, I'm down, you know I love the exact number, 39.2 pounds in 10 weeks. Very, very grateful for this experience with Livia. Again, Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire, LIVEA.com, or call 855-GO-LIVIA through this Friday.
All right, birthdays on our mind, and birthday Bob. We call him that because of days like this. He messages us on the listener line at 715-396-1670, and he says, on this day, let's see, on this St. Nicholas Day, which is it yesterday, today? I don't know. But a very happy birthday to a dear friend and brother in the Lord, Lance Michaels, the produce manager at Marketplace Foods, Bob says. And Bob writes, please reach out and greet Lance today as you purchase your fresh produce. That's why he's birthday Bob and nobody else is. I'll tell you, with information like that. Thank you, Bob. And happy birthday to Lance Michaels up in the Northland today.
How about chewing gum?
Well, Halva, we're down to our final few days here of the 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign to benefit Feed My People Food Bank ends this Sunday. And something really pretty incredible happened yesterday afternoon. I wasn't at the desk, but Michelle came and brought back several folded dollar bills and a few coins. And I said, well, what's this for? And maybe you saw this post on our social media. She said, well, there's a little girl who came in and she wanted to give her money from the Tooth Fairy so that other little kids wouldn't go hungry. And I was just thinking about that. It's like, man, I wish sometimes we get into our adulthood and we start thinking, well, why are people in need? And maybe there should be a government program for this, or what did they do to deserve this or something like that? And there's a child who says, if there's other kids who are hungry and I keep hearing on WWIB that my dollar can provide two meals, then I'm going to give my dollars so those kids won't go hungry. I wish we were all simple like that.
The big number today, 1.2 million. That is the amount of money that more than half of Americans say would be enough for them to buy happiness. Not a million, but 1.2 million. And you'll be happier if you give some of it to 60 Ways in 60 Days right now at WIB.com before Sunday.
3 days left.